a disease will never affect an entire area or country evenly. It will affect some areas first and then move on to other areas, basically. And each disease, when there's an outbreak, there goes through a curve where more people are affected. And then as enough people become infected, then there's no more ability of the disease to spread among an affected population. So the cases decrease, whereas in another population which hasn't been affected at all yet, you will suddenly perhaps see a large increase in cases before the same phenomenon happens of decreasing afterwards.
What these figures of 500,000 cases really mean in terms of human tragedy and when it's come to a better understanding of this disease?
First of all, we shouldn't concentrate just on the 500,000 figure, but unfortunately what that figure shows is that this has been a huge scale outbreak brought on by the conflict there and then by the consequent a breakdown of health services and of access to clean water and sanitation. Those are all conditions which will favorize cholera cases. Now, fortunately, we are seeing a general decrease in the number of cholera cases per week or suspected cholera cases per week across Yemen. So we are very happy about that. We are also very happy about the fact that 99% of those people who make it to health services centers or services survive. But the big issue is this is a country in conflict where many people cannot access health services, where health systems are breaking down, where medical workers aren't getting paid, where health centers aren't functioning. And what we really need to do is to work with the warring factions and with the international community in general to ensure that health services are functioning and that everyone has access to good health services.
For WHO, what are your main priorities beyond saving lives in Yemen today?
There is obviously a big issue with cholera, suspected cholera cases. There's also a big issue with malnutrition. And what's very unfortunate is that when people are malnourished, they're more susceptible to cholera. And then when they have cholera, or suspected cholera, then they are less able to keep the food in their system that they eat. So it becomes a vicious circle, these two effects. So the twin pillars of cholera and malnutrition are a big issue. A functioning health system is a big issue. The payment of health workers who haven't been paid in almost a year now is a big issue. Access to health care facilities is a big issue. There's a lot of things that we need to work on and that we would want everyone to help work on.